It is time for another Come See Me report, presented in part by South State Bank and Stand Strong Fencing.
I'm Drew Russ with Stand Strong Fencing. This tax season, use your return to enhance your outdoor living and create boundaries for your pets too. Let's discuss your backyard and how to make it work for you. At Stand Strong Fencing, good fences make good neighbors. Visit us on Facebook.
I'm Nikki Blanco with South State Bank. With our innovative and tailored banking solutions paired with top-tier service and expertise, we're fully equipped to help you navigate your financial journey. Visit us at your local office or at southstatebank.com. South State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Weekend of the Come See Me Festival is here. It's amazing how this 10-day festival comes and goes so quickly. We spend so many years planning for this week, 10 days, and it's gone like this. But this last weekend, it goes out with a bang, a big bang. Of course, we've got, as we mentioned a few moments ago, you've got your tailgate party. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, we got to get through Moonlight Jazz and Blues. That is this Friday night, April the 11th. The team leader for that event is Gina Rogers. And good morning to you, Gina.
Hey, Lucas. Thank you guys for having us.
Good morning.
All right, let's set the stage. What does it look like right now out there at Winthrop Lake, and what can folks expect tonight?
Well, we were out there last night already starting to work and get things set up. So we've got our stages up, the tents are up, the signs are up. We're getting ready to head back out there and do a little last-minute things. But what you can expect tonight is pretty much how it's ran the last couple of years. We've got two bands that are here for a good time. They're the Willie Walker Band and the Pretending Band, and they are a good mix of jazz and some Eric Clapton covers. You can expect to be a little wet, so wear your rain boots and maybe bring a chair instead of a blanket.
Pro tip. What can folks bring? What are the do's and don'ts?
Sure. So the short list are the don'ts. No large indoor furniture, couches, etc. No pool behind grills, and no glass, and no pets. Anything else you are allowed to bring, you are allowed to bring your own food and your own alcohol if you're over 21. There is a entry fee of $5 for everyone over 21 and a parking fee of $5 for every car. We are asking that you go ahead and go onto the website and prepay for those things. That will make your life a little bit easier getting in today.
We are cashless, right?
Yes.
For the weekend. So yes. Just want to remind people, whether you do it before or if you do it there, it is cashless.
Right. You'll still have to go to the website and pay through that. Like Ashley portal. Said, yeah, even if you do it before or when you're there. But that'll make it a lot easier if you do it before.
And as Gina just mentioned, probably bring the chair, not the blanket.
Yeah.
It will be a little wet out there.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah.
<Yep.
laughs> The R word and the Come See Me Festival, they do not play nice together. We do need both of them, but maybe just hold off for 10 days. How about that?
Right. Yes. That would be great. You know, at least hold off till Sunday.
That's a good point. Yep. Oh, my goodness. All right. Once you survive Moonlight Jazz and Blues, then you're going to be back out at Winthrop Lake on Saturday, April the 12th for, oh, my goodness, you've got your a gazillion things happening, but at Winthrop Lake, you've got your tailgate party, and that's where John Brown comes into play. And John, same thing, kind of set the stage. What can folks expect this year at the tailgate party?
Yeah, Lucas, kind of everything just rolls in from, you know, Friday night. So everything, like Gina said, set up, ready to go. We are going to ask everybody the same thing. It's going to be, you know, basically don't bring any bottles, you know, don't bring any big grills. We do have three bands that are going to be coming on. The gates open at 3. Same thing, you know, $5 to get in, then, you know, $5 to park, $5 to get in. The three bands are going to be, first band's coming on at 3:30. The 4:30 is going to be Baker Grissom. From 4:45 to 6:45 is going to be the Matt Tucker Band. And then from 7 to 9 is going to be Lewis Bryce. So they're all three fantastic, and we all know Saturday's going to be perfect. We may run into a little issue today, but everything's going to be fine. We are asking everybody, too. You'll be entering off of basically Eden Terrace, the closest entrance to the Coliseum from basically Miracle Park, because there's two entrances. So come on down to the one closest to Miracle Park. Kind of going to make it easy. basically double land it in, and then we'll loop everybody around to get them flowing. So obviously we do ask if you can get prepaid to make everything run smoother and get everybody in and have a good time. And also the big hit, you know, the fireworks, they'll come on pretty much right at 9. We'll throw up a five-minute warning shot so everybody can get ready and find their kids and get situated.
It gets dark out here.
It sure does.
It does get dark.
And I love that he said that, because that at that point in the night, your kids are probably not with you. Yeah. So that is the time, because once the fireworks are done, that place clears out in a matter of minutes.
Does.
I mean, people are ready. They've, of course, been out in the sun all day, and they might have been overserved here and there a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
That's it. So that's great. And that's also with both events, right? Yeah. I mean, anytime that you do have alcohol, it you know, if you're the adult, you drink responsibly, but also be mindful. It was kind of the message during Beach Bash that law enforcement kind of gave us. They're like, there's going to be a lot of people out there. These are our neighbors. Mm-hmm. Some could be our visitors. That's why the Come See Me Festival existed or exists, because this was when Rock Hill's in her prime. That's when she looks her best. So you want to bring friends and family who may live around here to come to our community. But if you bump into someone, if you accidentally roll over someone's foot with like a cooler or something, just say, hey, sorry about that. And, you know, just keep going on. So just kind of keep that in mind. I know when, again, alcohol's, when it enters the page, sometimes people just lose all their marbles. But this, these two events are family-friendly events meant to celebrate Spring Festival and all the hard work that's been taking place over the last 10 days.
Yes, it's definitely a celebration on Saturday night. So yeah, we're happy to see the festival come to an end. A lovely end. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know what you mean.
It's a celebration. Yeah. We've worked really hard.
It ends with a bang, literally, with the fireworks.
It sure does.
Then it restarts.
The next day?
Yeah. And again, keep in mind, as Dave, excuse me, John.
We should never talk about
that. I know, we know. We were talking about names earlier, and that's a whole nother conversation.
Jonathan David Brown, if everybody would like to know.
Thank you.
I'm not saying my name.
Yeah, please. Please. You can ask us off mic one day when you see us. That's
right.
A good one.
Yes. Or ask Gina. Her. Yes. Tonight. Yes. You're welcome to.
But again, no cash, really. Mm-hmm.
Correct. No cash.
No cash.
And no real food sales. There will be some samples from the barbecue competition for sale, but it's not a meal. It's literally a little sample.
It's samples. You get like, I think, a dollar ticket, and you can get full off $10. They do great samples. So, no, it's always really good. I know I mentioned earlier, like, no pull behind. We're talking about, like, trailer grills. You know, something you can, like, a little small little
camper.
Little camper style grill. You can bring that in, have a great time. You know, again, no pets, and we'll leave that at that.
And we got plenty of frogs. That's all the pets that we want.
Right.
Plenty of
frogs.
Plenty
need,
of frogs,
right?
And geese.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of that too.
Couple ducks and turtles.
Man, all right. Well, good luck to both of your events. Again, Gina Rogers is the team leader for Moonlight Jazz and Blues. John Brown is with everything. Sorry. Hello. The tailgate and fireworks, and of course all that leads up to the final weekend of the Come See Me Festival. You can check it out online for more information.
That's right. And make sure to stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI's FM 100.1 AM 1340, the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.